Hello and welcome to The Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Hancomp, and I come to you from my hermitage in the Priory of St. Pius V in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Wednesday of the first week of Advent, December 3rd, 2025. Our gospel today is from Matthew. Matthew writes, "At that time Jesus walked by the Sea of Galilee, went up on the mountain, and sat down there. Great crowds came to him, having with them the lame, the blind, the deformed, the mute, and many others. They placed them at his feet, and he cured them." Throughout Scripture, mountains are places where heaven touches earth, where human frailty meets divine glory. Abraham, you remember, ascends Mount Moriah. Moses climbs Sinai. Elijah hears the still small voice on Horeb. And today, Jesus goes up the mountain, not to proclaim a law, but to embody mercy, not to speak thunder, but to sit. This small, quiet gesture, he sat down there, tells us everything about the Incarnation. God does not wait in heaven for the world to reach him. He descends into our valleys, then invites us upwards into his peace. Advent, at its heart, is this movement, God coming near and our hearts ascending towards him. The crowd comes bearing all that is broken, the lame who cannot walk, the blind who cannot see, the mute who cannot speak. Yet somehow they find the way to the mountain. What a paradox. The wounded still walk, the blind still follow. Love draws them upwards. We may think of our own struggles, our own limitations, the things that make us disqualified from closeness with God. But notice, no one is turned away. Each one is carried or finds their own trembling way to the feet of Christ. Advent invites us to that same pilgrimage. We bring not our perfection, but our wounds. We bring the anxieties we hide, the habits we cannot break, the doubts we dare not speak. These are the very offerings Jesus desires, because when laid at his feet, they become the place of healing. Matthew says they placed them at his feet, and he cured them. The healing flows not from a distant command, but from proximity. The feet of Jesus, the same feet that will one day be pierced upon the cross, are the place of restoration. The crowd gathers not around a spectacle, but around presence. In our sacramental life, this continues. Every Eucharist is a mountain, every altar a meeting place where the broken are brought close. We come bearing the wounds of our week, the fatigue, the impatience, the guilt, and we place them at his feet under the appearance of bread and wine. And he still heals, not always in the way we expect, but always in the way we most need, restoring sight to the eyes of faith, loosening the tongue of praise, strengthening the crippled, willing to love again. As we wait for the Lord's coming, this gospel reminds us that waiting is not passive. The crowds move towards Jesus. Advent is not about idly passing time until Christmas, but about turning towards the mountain, drawing near to the one who already sits waiting for us. Our prayer in this season could be as simple as, Lord, let me find you where you are sitting. Let me bring my brokenness to you without fear. In silence, imagine that mountain by the Sea of Galilee, Jesus seated, sunlight touching the water, the wounded gathering, hope rising. Hear the murmurs of gratitude as the lame stand, the blind blink in wonder, the mute whisper, thank you. This is not only their story, it is ours. Every day we are invited to climb that inner mountain, to bring our hearts, our families, our world to his feet. Advent is the season when we remember that he waits there, seated in mercy, ready to heal all who come. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, seated on the mountain of compassion, I come before you with all that is wounded within me. Receive what I cannot fix, heal what I cannot reach. Teach me to rest at your feet, to trust in your timing, and to believe that even in the waiting, you are already healing me. Amen. If you found a blessing in these words today, I invite you to share them with your family and friends, and perhaps invite them to join us each day here in my hermitage. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.